ER 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, welcome to ER 101. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, but really people should be aware of colon cancer all year long. My next guest is an expert in this field, Dr. Benjamin Lee. He's a professor and chairman of the Department of Surgery at LSU Health Shreveport. Thank you, Dr. Lee, for being on. And let's talk about how common is colon cancer today.
Well, thank you for having me. Colon cancer is the third most common cancer in men and women in the United States, and it is the second most significant killer of patients with cancer. So it is a big problem for us.
Yeah, it is. And part of the problem, I actually had just seen a patient not too long ago, you know, comes in with belly pain. And when they come into the ER, that's part of the problem. If they have symptomatology, I mean, poor guy, it was terrible. I mean, it ended up being colon cancer, but by then it was kind of everywhere in his abdomen. And isn't that part of the issue with this disease? Not that it's completely silent, but for a long time it can be that way.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if they present with symptoms, that's usually a little too advanced. And we really would like to get to it before we get to that stage, won't we? And the tragedy of it all, of course, is that there is ways to get to it before we get to that point. And that's through screening and through prevention.
Okay. So, but let's just talk first, and we'll, because that's the key, because it is preventable, right? This is a cancer that you can see it at the very early stages with the screening test. But what symptoms, once it's gone a little farther, what are the symptoms that people usually have with it, though?
So the things that can show up as colon cancer could be that patient would have a little diarrhea, constipation, some narrowing of the stools that last a few days. It could be a feeling of bloating and crampy abdominal pain, just like you had mentioned in your patient. It could be blood in the stool, and it could be blood as in bright red blood, or it could be very dark, smelly, tarry stool. Or it can be as subtle as weakness and fatigue. And, of course, there are other things that can cause these things, but these symptoms should alert someone to seek medical attention when he or she has those symptoms.
Right. And unfortunately, though, sometimes, I mean, they are kind of nondescript symptoms, because who doesn't have, you know, irritable bowel is a big catch-off condition that people have, where it's alternating constipation, diarrhea. So it is kind of hard to discern that. But those are red flags, you say, that if you have these, you know, at least get it checked out. Don't wait. But now, screening. So explain to us, because there is this myth, this idea, and I think, too, people don't like to talk about it because of poop. Don't you agree? I mean, good for Katie Couric all those years ago putting it into the forefront, but it was something that people don't like to discuss, their bathroom habits. So there was kind of this stigma attached to this type of cancer.
You are absolutely right. So there are really two ways of detecting colon cancer or colon polyp, preferably, because if you find a polyp and you stop the polyp by removing it, you stop colon cancer, and that's the vast majority of the cases. Now, in order to find polyps, you know, there are imaging and scopes that you could do to pick them up and attack them before they become a cancer. The other group of tests to screen are able to detect cancer, but less so with polyps. Now, those are the stool tests that you had mentioned earlier, and you're right. There is a social stigmata of playing, you know, of having to plate a cart or what have you with a little stool to test, and you have to do it three times in a row, once a year, and so So social stigmata of having to collect your own stool and testing it and sending it in a timely fashion makes compliance with that test a little lower than we would like to see. What is not questionable is that whatever test you choose to do, there is a reduction in cancer death from colon cancer. So it's really important to get over the social stigmata and actually carry out these things.
Mm-hmm. And so there's, you know, there's a, these myths, I think, that people have about colon cancer. So number one is the screening is the colonoscopy is painful. I'm going to throw out some of these myths that people talk to me about. Is that true?
Well, as you know, the colonoscopy examines from basically your rectum all the way to the end of your colon where the small bowel ends. And so it's a very effective way of looking at your colon. But to get to that point where you can look at it, you got to clean out the whole bowel so that there is not a lot of stool and other matters that hide a polyp or a cancer. The process of cleaning out the colon requires that we move, you know, clean out the colon with enemas and sometimes with Gold Lightly, a well-known prep for
right.
many years.
That you drink
and,
like a gallon right. of this fluid.
And I'll tell you, I went through this about 4 years ago. It's my first screening, and it's no fun. But it is not insurmountable.
Right.
It is well worth the risk of having the discomfort of going through this and having a clearance of your colon to make sure that you don't have a polyp, that you can stop the process if you have one and prevent having colon cancer all over your belly, your liver, your lungs, et cetera. So that's a small inconvenience for the benefit of saving your life.
Right. Now, so, and what's the recommendation for when people should get their first screening with no symptoms?
The first screening should be at age 50. And if it's a colonoscopy, then you don't need to repeat it for 10 years as long as there's no findings on your colonoscopy. If there's a polyp, then the recommendations are a little different.
Okay. And are there people that are more at risk, since we're talking about this? There are some people that have higher risk for potentially having colon cancer,
absolutely.
Right?
So family history is very important. If you have first-degree relatives with colon cancer, if you have multiple family members with colon cancer, those increases your risk. If you have some kind of inflammatory bowel disease, such as Crohn's or more importantly, ulcerative colitis, that may increase your chances of having colon cancer. You need to be watched differently. If you have certain genetic, hereditary type of familial syndromes, such as HNPCC, which stands for hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer, then those are folks that needs to be monitored differently from the general population.
Okay. And so you might do those a little bit early? Is that what you're saying if you have those?
Exactly. That's exactly correct. So discussing your family history with your physician is extremely important, because then you would be put in the risk category that is more appropriate for you. But for the general population, 50 is the age that you should start screening.
Okay. How about the other myth that if I have a polyp, it means I have cancer? Does every time you have a polyp mean you have cancer?
No, not at all. Not all polyps progress to cancer, and if you catch a polyp that is early enough, you will not progress to cancer because it's removed. Even if you have a polyp and there's a risk for cancer, it doesn't mean it will go into a cancer. There are a whole spectrum of risk associated with the size of the polyp, the histology or the type of cells that's in the polyp. But catching a polyp is like catching a little little things before it gets bad.
Oh, okay. And then we only have about a minute, but the other question is, in colonoscopy, what do you think? There are other screening tools like these big CAT scans, but the colonoscopy, isn't that the best screening tool? Because if you see something, you can take it out right then, as opposed to seeing it otherwise. Then you have to go through the colonoscopy, right?
There is the old-fashioned barium enema. There is the virtual colonoscopy by CT. But all those tests can show a defect. It's only colonoscopy that can remove that that polyp that you see as a defect.
Okay, so that's the real way to treat it. So I think that's the best way to go. But talk to your doctor. I want to thank my guest. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur.